Well, here we are again. Obviously, a lot's happened throughout this season, the 14 season and into 15. And quite honestly, very much looking forward to jumping into building this football team in Atlanta and working very closely with our new head coach, Dan Quinn. And really, really excited about the budding relationship there. We've spent a lot of time together over the last couple weeks, really honing in on our team as well as honing in on some of the prospects out and potential prospects in free agency and in the draft. So let's throw it out to questions. No updates on any decisions at this point.
Are you concerned about the possible penalties from that?
Well, obviously, if it affects football operations and it affects a potential draft choice, that's something that we'll have to be focused on to how we're going to deal with that. And that's not minimizing the financial impact if something like that comes about. We're just waiting patiently.
Could you talk about the evaluation that you and Coach Quinn undertook here, any results there, how you all plan to move forward in this area?
We're still very much firmly entrenched in that, D, where we're focused on, again, going through our entire roster and then juxtaposing with the draft class and the free agency class. We have not made any concrete decisions as of yet as far as our releases. After we get through this process here at the Combine and we get back into Atlanta, we'll have a much clearer idea of what we're going to do with our current free agency class as well as the roster that is currently in place. Representatives from we've talked with people that are representing the people on our team. Obviously, free agency hasn't opened yet, so we're not in that process. We've spent a lot of time again talking about internally with our new coaching staff, because as you can imagine, when you have a new coaching staff and with schemes changing, it really opens up for some really interesting conversation about the direction of